Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Song of the day, America the Beautiful by Ray Charles, 1972. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Not Lee Greenwood today.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. The great.
Look at Bill's face over there.
Now, board meeting. We have to have a board meeting.
Board meeting.
Is it obligatory that we give it a 10?
Because no. Doesn't have to be.
Well, that's your. I've heard from you. Yes. Now, Bill.
You don't have to give it a 10.
You thought about that, though.
I thought. Yeah, I did. I was so amazed by the organ.
Yeah, it was a good organ there.
It was incredible.
Some good organ.
I mean, when was the last time you said that? The organ in that song was
so I think it's a staple of Ray Charles.
Yes.
There's great organ in Ray Charles music. I don't know. I love Ray Charles.
You are a Ray Charles fan. Yeah.
And Hit the Road Jack. I mean, if you had to say, Sipple, what is your all-time favorite song? You have to give me one. I'd probably say Hit the Road Jack. I've listened to that song, like 7 million times. It's the greatest, if you really listen to it, it's an incredible song. And the women in the background that just light into him, I can associate with it so much.
It really hits home here.
It really does. Hit the Road Jack, but also I Got a Woman, Way Across Town's a really good one. God, those songs are good. This is good. I'm glad you played that song because it made me think I'm going to listen to some Ray Charles this weekend.
You should.
I'll give that a 7.7775.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go a little higher. I'm going to go 822249. Yes, it was uplifting to me.
It's beautiful, Jake.
The organ was so good. That's the part that really just grabbed me.
Ray Charles.
Yes, Ray Charles grabbed me.
Ray Charles.
I think Bella's going higher than both you guys. I think she's going with a 9.2.
8.4.
Okay. I'll just go with you guys' scores.
6.0.
She's sad I didn't play Toby Keith today. Now there's many options.
Bella, with some criticism.
There's some plenty of options to play for 4th of July.
So you wanted a red solo cup?
I feel you up. Let's have a party.
That way that is. Bella with some criticism.
Toby's got 4 or 5 very patriotic
He's
songs.
Very patriotic,
and
I
love Toby Keith, RIP.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Kind of surprised you. Now that I think about it, I'm surprised you didn't go with that. We just lost him a month ago.
No. That was in February.
Same thing.
Sad.
Are you sure it's February?
It was Super Bowl week.
That was bad.
Sad week.
It was.
Sad week.
That was a sad story.
Woke up and Toby Keith had passed away. I was not in a good mood.
Yeah.
That was a sad story. It was. But anyway, 4th of July is tomorrow. You played Ray Charles.
I did.
You've had a good run, Jake, this week.
Thank you.
This week has been really good.
And I played one of your other favorite songs yesterday, Sawed Off Shotgun, which is a new song you both like.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Bill surprised us by liking that song.
I did. Yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to that.
God tomorrow. Bless you.
The Glorious Sons, the name of that
band. Sawed Off Shotgun by the Glorious Sons. That was a great birthday
present. 2017.
And Bill bought me a cake, which I'll always remember. Yeah.
It was a good day for you.
Yeah.
Some ratings before we get to the mailbag. Rick from Wahoo gives us a 10. That's a 10 for me. America, someone says.
America.
East Lincoln West, that's pure gold. Jake, that's a 10. Mike and Dalton, 10. A 10. 9.8 from John in Southeast Lincoln. Jennifer, 10. Hubby, 10.
Wow.
It's never happened before. Even for deaths, I'm pretty sure. They don't give 10s.
They both gave it a 10.
Both gave it
a 10.
I bet they stood up at the house.
Text in. I bet they stood. I bet they did.
Maybe they're just doing the dishes.
That's it right there.
You mean standing.
Yes.
Sanderson, 10. Who in Columbus?
Bart, 10.
10 from Bert. He says, God bless America.
My favorite is that Jake always...
Bella. It's incredible.
When Jake moves his head like it's coming out of his microphone, that's what freaks me out the most.
I'll never stop
either. That freaks me out. And I don't notice this, though, but my parents are enamored with Jake because he rolls a pin through his fingers the whole show.
All the time.
The whole show, he does that. And I never knew it one time before.
Your mom and dad are amazing.
And my dad's always
hands.
And he does. The whole show, he's rolling a finger. He's rolling
Your mom and dad are amazing. Yeah. They notice that. I've worked with him for 8 years and never noticed it.
Yeah. They picked up on it.
Now.
Ron and Sharon.
Hey. I've been seen. I've been seen.
You've been seen.
I've been seen. Triple H's dad at 10. Joe and Boulder.
I'm having a hard time getting over this.
You just never notice he did that?
Not that big of a deal.
He has it all day, every day.
After the show's over, I don't do the pen thing.
Jake, it's not that big.
Everyone does it. Everyone does it.
Ron and Sharon noticed.
Nailed it.
Kyle and Hooper, 10 plus. Turn it up. That's from Sean. Gives an 11 on that.
11.
Okay. Ellis, 10. Giltner, 10. Jeremy and Lincoln, 9.5. Scott and Bancroft, 10 plus, plus, plus.
We might have missed the boat on our call.
That you don't have to give we loved it. Yeah. Yes, we did love it.
Well, Eric has chimed in. The one who was unfortunately awake in the roll call. He says, pandering for likes. Ray gets an 8, but you, of course, get a 1.5. Eric has not changed for
That's
years.
That's Eric.
It's Eric.
Oh, he's been doing that for years. Yeah. It's super funny. Yeah. You suck, Jake. Yep.
Brandon Baldwin, 10. Craig at 10. And there we go. A lot of high scores.
You nailed it.
A lot of high scores today for Ray Charles.
We should be doing Friday. We should be coming back with momentum from today.
Is there any way that we could somehow pirate our way into an AM station and go rogue?
Wait, is that early break?
Do it from our house?
Is that the stool?
You're going to crack it up. Like, hang on, I think I got him here.
They got us in Blair.
They can hear us in Genoa. We're going AM.
Go rogue is always go sounds rogue. Good to me. All
it's
the
a
time.
Great. Let's go rogue.
Let's just go rogue. Bill went rogue.
What's he doing? He's doing his show. He's on AM. He's got his own station.
How did he pull
that
off?
He's in his basement.
How did he do that? That is that's
bring you. I'm going to bring in Steve Simple as a guest here quick.
Wait a second. I'm on with you every day.
We're going to patch him in. We're going to I love saying that too. Let's patch him in.
That is.
What was it, Joe?
That's the mail. Not that song of the day. We do mailbag now. Song of the day.
Roll your pin.
Sponsored by Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Now it is time for the mailbag on this fine 3rd of July.
Play the Gorillaz.
Yes.
I wish I could. I can't play that one, but I will play this song for you. It's a little bit louder, but here we go. The mailbag is sponsored by our friends. We've already mentioned the name, but at Applied Connective Technologies, based out of Albion SIP, they are Nebraska's preferred tech partner in 93 of 93 counties in this glorious state. They will protect everything for IT. And as Bill says, you'll never say what with Applied Connective.
What's that?
You'll never say what.
I've been hacked.
No, you won't.
That's going to be on their work T-shirts when you walk in. It's going to be on their it's gonna be their new logo.
Picture of you,
me.
Which would be beautiful.
Never happened like that.
It's still yelling.
They come back at 99 percentile of renew. God. That's the biggest thing. I mean, just think. Sometimes they're like, yeah, we gave it a shot. It just didn't work out. Nope.
99.
What do you think the customer service is like? Do you think when you call there, you get?
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you think you get the old like that? If you want to talk to video, press 2. No, they don't have that recorded. No, a person answers the phone.
A pleasant person
from Albion.
Cybersecurity, everything you want there. It's a one-stop shop. One team, all your tech solutions. Applied Connective Technologies, AppliedConnective.com or 866-358-0109.
When they secure your house or whatever, your business, think they can come by with a big box of cameras and just kind of throw it on the ground and say, hey, good luck? No. They install it, Steve. They install and they show you how to use everything. So if you had to go back and scrub the videotape, something went down last night, they got it. Oh. Having it all covered.
Right away.
God, say the name again, please.
Applied Connective Technologies, AppliedConnective.com. From the mailbag, Kip in Malcolm says, what would be your perfect meal? Doesn't have to make sense together, but I know you have sponsors that this can be Lincoln's best meal, but he says appetizer, entree, side, dessert, beverage. What is your perfect meal with the five courses there or five items? Appetizer, entree, side,
dessert. I don't do the appetizer, so I'll leave that out. I don't.
What about chips at like a Mexican restaurant?
Mine is the same way. I order it every single time. I order the nachos. It's like, we'll have the nachos. Money's no object. Bring them back heavy. I want when you walk by with that plate of nachos, I want people to stare. Generally I eat a lot off the appetizer plate.
Do you?
That's my end. I end at the appetizer.
Okay.
I don't go. That's because I'll go. I'll load it
hungry,
up. I'm not that hungry, and I kind of load it up a little bit. So,
I know you're going to think I'd say Mexican, but it's not the perfect. The perfect was what my mom used to make for me on my birthday, and there's no appetizer. It's just fried chicken for the main course and cherry pie for the dessert. And that was what I get every birthday. And that's what I love fried chicken. I mean, I eat fried chicken a lot. I mean, 5 times a week.
I haven't had fried chicken in months.
I love Russ's fried chicken.
You're missing out, Bill.
No, I'm with
Russ's
him,
fried chicken is really good. I go over there and just get two breasts. The ladies know what I want. I love
5 times a week.
No, well, I mean,
I can't
maybe
say much.
Not,
I ate over 500 bean burritos in a year, so I can't say much. A lot.
Maybe five is extreme. There's definitely weeks where it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. I love fried chicken. That's what if I had to pick a favorite food, it's fried chicken.
Well, I think it's a jumbo shrimp appetizer.
Jeez. See, that's just a lot.
We're doing the perfect meal here. It never happens. You got a filet mignon for your entree. Got to have that.
And?
Cooked medium, 8-ounce filet mignon.
And?
Once you add some sweet potato fries to that.
Okay.
Or a baked potato, one of the two.
You got a big appetite.
Yeah. Well, it's a perfect meal here. Yeah. Dessert, you can just probably some, I don't know, cheesecake, maybe something like that.
Would you do cheesecake?
Pecan pie.
Look at Bella. Look at Bella.
The penmanship.
Look at Bella. Women write
Bella
really
has
well.
Her own answer. Bella says crab rangoons for the app.
Jake's got to do this.
Chicken pot pie.
Oh, I like
chicken
that.
Chicken pot pie.
With crab rangoon. That's an odd mix there, Bella.
Chicken pot pie is a surprisingly good choice.
That's a great choice.
Cheese and potatoes and tiramisu for the dessert there.
Look at her.
Bella, the Sam's Club chicken pot pie, the large one, it's incredible. Try it. You have to cook it and then freeze some of it.
Right?
It's so big, but you just have to do that.
Is that right?
And my mom can fry the bird, too.
Really?
Yeah, Sharon can fry chicken. That was the goat. She can fry the bird. I mean, she can. The chicken's a nervous bird.
It is. That was interesting.
Bella was very. Yes.
Bella with
pecan pie.
She wants crab rangoon with chicken pot pie.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Not bad.
Okay, this question's for Sip, and the last one is for Bill. Okay. Sip for you from Daniel. I'm taking my family to the Pawnee Plunge in a couple of weeks. What family restaurant do you recommend in Columbus?
Dan. I mean, I think the obvious answer is the Husker House. It's a steakhouse that's right on the highway there. I'd say the Husker House.
Husker House?
Nice. I like this.
I don't know what else.
Right on the highway there. That doesn't really nail it down for me.
Well, as you're I'm not very good. I'm not, strangely, GPS. I lived in Columbus.
So if you're driving in from the south.
Just keep heading into town. You go over the viaduct.
Yep.
Keep heading. You're going north.
Yep.
You're headed north.
Up north.
Yep. North. And you won't have to go very far, and it'll be on your left. It'll be on your
Where's
left.
Where's that in relationship to Runza? Because Runza is on the left, about right there.
You're amazing. You're amazing. Yeah. It is probably, I would say, a half mile to the south of Runza.
Okay, so just, okay, all right.
That's where Marty got in trouble when he read the marquee to my mom, and I'll tell you that one off air.
Okay, please do.
Marty.
Last one. This is for Bill. Aloha from Michael in Hawaii. This is for Coach Bush. Who was your first and last in-home visit with a recruit? Do you remember your first and your
first
and your most, that's a really interesting. Most recent one?
Your first in-home?
I can't. If I remember my first in-home, it would have been in Flagstaff area. I would have been at Northern Arizona.
That was your first?
My first in-home would have been there with Steve Axman. Would have been. I can't remember the name. I really can't. I'm drawing a blank. He's from Saguaro High School. Tim Beck was the head coach at Saguaro High School.
Wow.
And I
Wait
remember
a second.
Going.
Tim Beck.
The Tim Beck.
The Tim Beck?
He was the OC here.
The Tim Beck.
Yes, he was the head coach there.
Wow.
Yes. He had.
Young head coach.
Mike Brown, right? Running back, played safety for Nebraska. Really good player.
He's pretty good.
He's a really good player.
Tim Beck coached Mike Brown?
Yeah, absolutely.
We are dropping knowledge right now. Yes. So Mike Brown was a great running back.
Yeah,
too.
Great running back. And I was there. And I called Frank, and I said, hey, this running back is really good. He's probably a multiple position guy, but he's one of the best players I've ever seen. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year, I believe, in Arizona.
Mike Brown.
I called him, and I said, hey, this young man from Saguaro High School is really incredible.
Say the high school again.
Saguaro High School.
In Arizona.
Yes.
Mike Brown. Yeah. Mike Brown. Now, how many safeties has Nebraska had that are better than Mike Brown?
None? Not many, if any.
Maybe
I wouldn't
none.
Say better. I mean, Toby Wright was an incredible player. Minter was an incredible.
Yeah, Minter would be
Mike
one.
Minter was an incredible player.
Yeah, Minter would be one you'd look at.
The Bullocks brothers were really both really good players. Good.
You'd look at those.
There's a lot. I'm gonna leave people out.
I'm gonna say Mike Brown, All-American, was about as good as it gets.
Played with the Bears for 10 years or
something like that. Yeah,
something like that.
Many years.
I mentioned him because he gets forgotten a little bit. Because he's that way. He was that way. He was that type of guy. You know, but not flamboyant. Tougher than hell. Great dude. Yeah. Wow. Tim Beck was a young head coach then.
Mm-hmm. Young head coach.
You guys were just young guys.
Young guys hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the first time I went to see him there, they had about 10 or 11 FCS or Division I players. They were loaded.
At
Saguaro High School.
Really?
They were loaded like that. I took nachos. I didn't know Tim. Sat down and went to the office. We sat down. We ate nachos. I stopped and got nachos someplace and rolled in with some nachos.
Good idea.
I'm not sure that's 100% legal to do that. But
you did anyway.
It's probably
it
happened.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even get in a lot of trouble for that one. No.
Well, that is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. Hour 2 is next, an early break in the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.